You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shri Yaakov and Adam Shalom praises Yehuda because he had the chance that Lasot Terefa is called. So he praises him that Miter Beni Alita. So Rashi HaKadosh explains to have an opportunity to tear. You had that opportunity, but you were able to manage yourself. So Rashi HaKadosh says that when he suggested to the brothers, Ma Bisa Bidamo, because at the time that they brought the ketonit, there was a dip in the goat blood. So the response of Yaakov Nava Shalom was, Tarof, Taraf Yotzef. It means it was turned up, it was turned in pieces. So Rashi HaKadosh says, I thought you're the one to be blamed, but I see that you actually were the cause to save him. So that's one matter that he praises him. And then the other point here is that he was praised because he admitted because of the case of Tamar. And he said, Sadaka Mimeni, that she's right. So now, here the question is that would Yehuda would not admit to the truth? Or was he able to do this? Yes. He would ignore it. He would just postpone the matter. You know, the board, the judges are not here. They went to Palm Springs. So we'll decide later. And then he could just...
He had two choices. Either admit it or not.
Well, but as one that is designated as like the king, Yehuda, Lo Yasu Shevet Mihuda, he has the position of the Melech Israel. So now at the time that this matter took place, and they had the court. Who was at the court?
Tamar and...
Who were the judges?
Yitzhak Avinu.
Who else?
Yaakov,
no, it was not. Shem and Eber. Shem Ever, the authority of the yeshivot that Yaakov learned.
He couldn't lie in front of them.
No?
No.
Why?
Because they knew he was lying.
Fine, but at the moment, if you don't know that he's lying, how would you ever imagine the Yehuda have any contact with his daughter-in-law? Would you ever imagine such a thing?
No.
You wouldn't?
No, I wouldn't.
So if he says, I don't know this lady, and that's it, no?
Everybody believe her.
Yeah. Believe him?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So what is it to praise?
What is
it to praise about?
Because he was honest and he was embarrassed. He was embarrassed. But he said the truth.
He recognized in public. could you lie? Everybody was wrong.
How could you lie?
Yeah.
He lied because of Yosef. He said the
out of 24 hours a day, how many hours you lie?
26.
Not what do you mean? How can you lie?
Not when somebody life is in online.
Right.
But your respect, you're supposed to be a king. So now we're going to think about you.
Real king wouldn't lie with somebody life.
Then he lied to his father regarding Joseph.
How many real people you have on the earth out of the 7 billion we have?
36
million?
How many real kings do we have?
No, no.
You have no real king right now.
Fine, so that's the size of the world, so what do you expect? So,
but he was real, Yehuda.
Fine, let's do a little quick review of what exactly went on here. Yehuda was asked to leave. So he meets a lady, gets married, and then he has children, and then to find a soulmate, what was her name?
Tamar.
Marry Tamar, and then he loses the son.
Yes.
And then the halakha requires that the other brother will take over.
Yes.
And then what happened to the other brother? And also he loses the other boy.
Yeah.
So now, what is the reaction of Yehuda?
There is no reaction. He said, wait, my other son get older and I'm going to bring him.
Was he then the truth?
Yes.
No.
There's nothing that's true.
He's not. Indeed.
They say they're not. No. I didn't say anything.
Indeed.
Huh?
Indeed.
No, he wasn't.
He did?
Yes.
No. He felt that this lady is a very dangerous lady because if there are two unfortunate things has happened, she might happen again. So she just asked her to leave. But she was promised something that would never ever would take place. Because Yehuda actually is blaming Tamar because of the death of the two kids. Because we see here, because Gemara says, this matter, there's a concept that's called Isha Gatlanit. That means, when such a thing happens, so that means she has such a mazal that the husband cannot last very long. Good?
If that's the case, why he would have said, go home to your father, and when he gets older, I'm going to bring it to you.
Because Yehuda was a politician. You're not going to tell somebody straight in the face that you're a murderer, especially to your daughter-in-law. Would you say such a thing?
No, you could have told me to go home and then we see what happens.
That's what exactly he said.
So he didn't promise that he's going to bring.
He did promise, but in a nice way.
Okay. It's called demagogy.
Good?
Okay.
So now, we have a model lesson. Like, let's say you enter a room and it's dark, or it's too hot, or it's too cold. What is your reaction to the circumstances?
Baruch Hashem.
No, before the Divrei Torah.
Let's turn on the light or the AC.
You can. Like, let's say there's a box on the thermostat or the Shabbat. What is your reaction?
It's Shabbat.
Take it
the way it is. No. Somebody did it on purpose. Something was done on purpose. And not only that, there are some tzaddikim that they talk to people through their tefillah, such as Sabib Reshaim Mamshelet Zadum, meaning that you're a terrible person that you did it on purpose. Well, you feel that somebody is against you, and somebody did this on purpose.
No, you shouldn't feel that way, but everything is
But that's how you feel.
Okay.
Everybody feels that way. But you blame other people because the status that you're at, because something was done intentionally. So you give him a mishabarach through your tehillim and tefillah, that the rasha, the zadon, the wicked. So now here, there's a very, very delicate point that we see here. Yehuda, at the time that Yitzhak Avinu, his grandfather, sitting at the court bench, and Shem Va'ever, which is Satkan Mimeni, is not related at all to whatever happened with the contact. He's admitting, I felt that you were a dangerous lady, but it's not true at all, because it was all my fault. Because he recalled that he started the mitzvah to save Yosef. So the Gemara says, when you start the mitzvah and you don't finish it, you lose your children and your wife. And not only that, if these two kids, they're doing terrible things and they misbehave, what has anything to do with Tamar? They're wicked! And then you shout, Mamshelet Zadon? That's how the attitude of people is. So the Gemara brings a solution. And that is, the Gemara says, Ivelet Adam Yisalef Darko Ve'al Hashem is Afnibo. So the crookedness that we take through our life, our path becomes crooked. There's no light. It's too hot. It's too cold. That's outcome of what I've done. But it's him. He did it. But here, the fact of the matter here is, you're the faulty one. You're the guilty one. So now here, at the time that Yehuda says, Sadka Mimeni, I thought she's Isha Katlani, she's a murderer. You know what it is? He says, go to your Abba's house. Go, I'll let you know. But here she says, wow, where I was, what I was thinking, and it's all, I'm the one to be blamed.
How did he realize it then?
I'm sorry?
How did he realize it at that point?
Because at the time that he's trying to prevent her to have a chain after Yehuda, see, all of a sudden she's standing in front of him and she has two babies from him. I was trying to disconnect her. But here, look at her. He's standing in front of me. I was thinking, she's a terrible lady. She's a dangerous lady. And that's how the attitude we have to rule everyone around us. Russia! Zadok! You know this? Somebody enters a wedding and look at the seat, allowed by the kitchen, and see? 15 years, he doesn't talk to him. Or it's Shabbat. You ruin somebody's Shabbat, you call him Rasha because you feel it should be the other way. But that's the attitude we have to rule life. So everybody is his fault. He did it. He did it intentionally. And that's what Yehuda was thinking. Happened to be a story about a gentleman left Shacharit on Shabbat. So as he was walking home, he notices bundle of $100 bills. So what do you do? The cholent or the $100 bills? What do you do?
Stop playing soccer with it.
Huh?
Play soccer.
No. You can't? What do you do?
Wednesday.
It's Shabbat. Shabbat Kodesh.
But he said Wednesday.
I'm sorry?
He said
Wednesday.
Ah,
yeah. How's it come out? So one solution is it's a Wednesday. You know, the $100 bill is more important than?
I'm sorry, what's the blue
said? No, he just said today is not Shabbat. Okay? He said, you know, what's Shabbat? $100 bill, you know. So now that's what he was thinking. It's called Kilal Khaliyad, Bishinoy, like other way, this. And you know what? I stand here till Abdallah. I put my foot on the bills, and then we till Abdallah. I play, what do you call it? Matafsak, what is it called? The one that I put in the field? What is it called?
Scarecrow.
Scarecrow, yeah. I play a scarecrow, yeah.
As I was thinking what we're going to do, you know, Aharonim, Bishonim, you know this, what halakha we can use.
So I was passing by him. He said, this is fake money. You know the one that, what is it called? The kids play?
Monopoly,
yeah.
You know, I'll be stuck. I was thinking, what's going to do the $100 bill?
And then all of a sudden, wow, everything became clear, you know. I'm frustrating myself how to pick up this money, what is fake. Gemara says, very interesting point. He says, the Torato Shel Doeg, it was Misafa Bachutz. Doeg Adomi. That slandered behind David and the disaster came about in city after Nob, and then Shaul sent and got rid of, you know, about 80 Kohanim. So Gemara says his Torah misafa bachutz. What does that mean? We're just doing lip service. That means if you're able to do what Dwight did, and his ending, you know, it's a very unfortunate thing that Gemara Sanhedrin brings, nothing remained of him. Nothing. Even his neshama was deleted. This is a very surprising thing. Hashem deleted his neshama, his information. Why? Because if the Torah has some impact on you, you would never do such thing. You never people call Rasha, you don't call him Zadon. So whatever you do and you feel that it's a holy thing to do, but your action is totally a contradiction, that means it's only a lip service. Only a lip service. Because you don't believe it and you're just pretending. And here, Bat Kol Midrash says, Bat Kol came at the time that Yehuda said, Sadka Mimeni. Bat Kol said, because you admitted to your mistake and whatever the denial that you thought that this lady is the one to be blamed on, and you accepted you are the one that to be blamed, you have the quality to be a Melech Yisrael. So that means if you're not willing to admit where that goes through your life, it's nobody's fault. Evelet Adam Tesalef Tarkov Al Hashem Yisraf Libo. So that means your wrongdoing, always somebody needs to be blamed on. Has nothing to do with me. I'm okay. Everything has to be accordingly what I like. But here we see that's not how it works. And that's what Yehuda thought. That's why he felt that whatever that's going to in his life at that moment, somebody's to blame them. And then he realized, no, that's not true at all. Whatever that unfortunate thing that he had to go through, it was only and only because of himself. And that's the Satka Mimeni is all about. Niske, Shosh Baruch Hu Yizakeh Otano, to realize right away it's a fake money, and then get to, you know, get home right away for the Kiddush, and Niske Bezal Hashem Yeshua and Besorah Tovah.
Hallelujah, kol hanesha.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.